Blog Talk Radio.
All right, family. Shabbat shalom, shabbat shalom, shabbat shalom, and welcome back. Welcome back to the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible, which is sponsored by Blog Talk Radio. I'm your sister, Georgia. Today, family, is the 20th of November, 2018. Once again, we're getting ready to get back into our Father's Word. We're going to continue with part four, The Lord God is One. This is part four, The Lord God is One. Let's just get into the message. First, let's start off by saying a prayer to our Father, thanking Him, thanking Him, thanking Him. Dear Heavenly Father, we come by spirit across the four corners of the earth, Father, to give You glory, to praise Your name, and to bless Your name. Father, once again, You have given us a word. Let this word go out, and the people begin to hear, begin to understand. Let this be spoken only by Your Spirit, where I decrease and You increase. All those who can hear, give them the understanding, give them a blessing, and let them learn more about You. Let them draw near. Father, we thank You. We praise You in Yahushua's name. We say hallelujah, hallelujah, and praise You, Father. Thank You. All right, family, we're going to jump into it. We got about 28 minutes. This is part four, The Lord God is One. I pray everyone's been keeping up with the lessons. Remember, come as a child to the lesson. Just meaning when you come as children, you come not with preconceived ideals that you're going to stand on. Because if our Father says it, regardless of you have not understood it before, but if He says it, it is. Let's go to John chapter 5, verse 23. Everyone should have their Bibles with them. Take down these chapters, read, understand. John 5, chapter 23. That's all I'm reading. That all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father, which has sent Him. Remember, Yahushua is a mediator. He's the Son of God and the Son of Man. He's that mediator from the spirit world to the flesh world among us. That's why all men should honor the Son. If you're honoring the Son, it says, even as they honor the Father, just like you're honoring the Father. He that honoreth not the Son, this was a commandment to honor the Son, but if you don't do that, you honor not the Father which has sent Him, because this is a commandment. He is our mediator, okay, to get back to the Father. Now, yesterday I talked about a lot of things. I want to kind of like recap on that a little bit and go a little deeper with you. Many times in the scripture we see that either an angel or a spirit or a man or what have you appear in many different forms. And now we're coming up to the truth of the word because of the spirit, that these were all different forms God manifesting Himself to us. The reason we are not to make any idols fashioned after our Father is because He's a spirit. He's a spirit. No one alive in the flesh has seen God in His spiritual true form. Remember, we're told no one can look upon His natural form and live. We're going to go into that part a little deeper. This is why we're seeing Him coming in different human forms. Now pay attention. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 14 to 16. It gives us an understanding of how powerful it is to, if we were able to put our eyes on the Father. This is how powerful it is. 1 Timothy 6, verses 14 through 16. It reads, that thou keep His commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which in His time He shall show who is the blessed and only potent, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, who only hath immortality, dwelling in the light, which no man can approach unto, whom no man hath seen, nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Hallelujah. This form of the true brightness of our Father is put in terms of dwelling in the light, which no man can approach unto. It's like the sun, the S-U-N in the sky. We get burnt up on hot days, just on earth. Now, the closer you get to the sun, the S-U-N, you would be burnt and crispy because he's unapproachable light. That's how powerful, how glorious our Father is. So nobody's going to see him while they're in the flesh. You're not equipped. But in the spirit, that's a different story. That's a whole different story. Let's go to Exodus 33:20. There was a time when the children of Israel wanted to see the Father. And let's find out what happened to them. When you go to Exodus 33:20, it reads, this is Moses and the Father speaking. It reads, and he said, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. Remember, Moses wanted to see the Father, but the Father wound up letting him see just the tail end of him. Go back and read Exodus 33. You're going to get it. But when Moses wanted to see the Father, it said, the Father said, the Lord said to Moses, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. Now, you know, I'm always going to give you a witness in my house in Ohio. I remember what I saw walking in my house, it was a spirit man. What I saw, I didn't see the face. All I saw was the form of an afro, a black man, as tall as my curio cabinet. I saw the back end of him going around, and I got up because I thought there was a man in my house. And I went looking for this man. There was nobody in my house. I never saw his face, but I saw the back end, the form of him. Okay? Another time, I wrestled with an angel like Jacob. And I never saw his face, but I saw the form of this silhouette that had an afro. I saw it, but I never saw his face. Our Father tells us, even when Moses, who he used, he used to bring his commandments, his laws to the people to set them free out of captivity. This man wanted to see his face, and he said, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. In time past, when the Father appeared in his non-human form, we refuse to be in his presence, family. We're going to read Exodus 19, verses 16 to 25. Everyone open up if you have a Bible. This is what happened. I'm going to bring it back to your remembrance because I know you've read it. Exodus 19, verses 16 through 25. And it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mount, and the voice of the trumpet exceedingly loud, so that all the people that was in the camp trembled. And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with him, or to meet with God. And they stood at the nether part of the mount. And Mount Sinai was altogether on a smoke, because the Lord descended upon it fire. And the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mount quaked greatly. And when the voice of the trumpet sounded long and waxed louder and louder, Moses spake, and God answered him by a voice. And the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai and on the top of the mount. And the Lord called Moses up to the top of the mount, and Moses went up. And the Lord said unto Moses, go down, charge the people, lest they break through unto the Lord to gaze, and many of them perish. And let the priests also, which come near to the Lord, sanctify themselves, lest the Lord break forth upon them. And Moses said unto the Lord, The people cannot come up to the Mount Sinai, for thou chargest us, saying, set bounds and sanctify it. And the Lord said unto him, away, get thee down, and thou shalt come up, thou and Aaron with thee. But let not the priest and the people break through to come up unto the Lord, lest he break forth upon them. So Moses went down unto the people and spake unto them. Let's go over to Exodus 20. Exodus chapter 20, we're going to pick up this story. What happened? Exodus chapter 20, verses 18 to 22, it reads, and all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. And they said unto Moses, speak thou with us, and we will hear. But let not God speak with us, lest we die. And Moses said unto the people, fear not, for God is come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your face, that ye sin not. And the people stood afar off, and Moses drew near unto the thick darkness where God was. And the Lord said unto Moses, thus thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, ye have seen that I have talked with you from heaven. So when the form of the Father, with the thunderings and the shakings and all the great things that, if you saw him in man form, you wouldn't be afraid, but if you saw him in his natural form, it scared the children of Israel. They rather talked to Moses, which was in the form of a man, than to speak to the Heavenly Father. Okay, family, I hope y'all getting this. So why do we see, or shall I say perceive, God in many different bodily forms within Scripture? Well, because his true appearance we cannot bear while we are yet fleshly. When you remain, and I'm talking about Old Covenant, New Covenant, it's brought out in New Covenant that we are to think spiritual, flow in the Spirit. Because everybody in the Scripture had on flesh, but many of them flowed by Spirit who dealt with the Father. While we are yet fleshly, still in the flesh, but thinking fleshly, we cannot bear his appearance, which is a spiritual appearance. Now, when we come in the Spirit, that's a whole different story, family. You will start hearing and seeing the Father. Let's go to Isaiah 40. The Father wanted a form, a way, to make it durable for us each to speak with him. He gives us that understanding when we read Isaiah 40, verses 1 and 2. I'm going to read only part of it. Comfort ye my people, saith your God, to Jerusalem. So he's going to change his approach to speak to us while we're in the flesh, because everybody was in the flesh and many were fleshly, but he wanted his people to hear him. He wanted his people to perceive him, to understand him. So when you get a dream, many times you're getting a dream when the Father is speaking comfortably to you. And you're going to say, well, it looked like this. It looked like, it don't matter what it looked like. Somehow your spirit knows you're in the presence of the Father without being afraid. Go to Hosea 2, verse 14. It reads, therefore, behold, I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness and speak comfortably unto her. He's talking about his people. He's going to bring in a comfortable way. He's going to speak comfortably to his people. When I saw him as a man walking to me. Doesn't matter what he looked like. But what I do remember is I had started to fall asleep. But when I looked in my spiritual body, in my sleep, I saw this man coming up to me, kind of giggling in a matter-of-fact way, and said, hey, I thought you wanted to talk to me, basically waking me up. And I knew it was him instantly. Although, before I understood all this, I was kind of perplexed in how he looked. I said, well, that looked like a man, and that don't look like what I'm reading in the Scripture, but that's how he appeared to me. Okay? So the Father is going to do these things. We read about it all the time in Scripture, but for some reason nobody's putting two and two together. When the Father says, "Lo, I come in the volume of the book, it's written of me. And there is no Savior besides me. I'm the same God yesterday, today, and forever." We've only been dealing with our Father, but in different bodily forms. Now, how can we understand why God was seen in many vessels to his people? How is it, family? How can we understand this? Well, go to Hebrews chapter 1, and I'm going to make my screen bigger because I should have made my screen a little bit bigger. Let me see. I got to make it just a little bit bigger so I can read what this says. Okay, go to Hebrews 1. And when you go to Hebrews 1, read verses 1 through 3. Okay, I'm going to read part of Hebrews 1, 1 through 3 fully. And then I'm going to read it outside of the KJV in the RSV, verse 1, just so you can get a full understanding of this. You have to understand why God was seen in many vessels throughout the scriptures to his people. Hebrews 1, verse 1 through 3 in the KJV. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, in these last days spoken unto us, how? By his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Now we're speaking about God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit. Because remember, our Lord God is one. Okay, there is no other God but our Father. So let's read it in the Revised Standard Version. Okay, this is Hebrews 1, only verse 1. Here's how it reads. Pay attention. In many and various ways, God spoke of old to our fathers. Who spoke to our fathers that we read about? Well, we can read about Moses, we can read about Abraham, we can read about Joel, we can read about Habakkuk, we can read about Adam, we can read about, keep going on the list. It says in many and various ways, God spoke of old to our fathers. When we get into the new covenant, and Yahushua was saying, Abraham was glad in my coming. Okay? And they said, what, you trying to say you older than our father Abraham? And they were ready to stone him because he's trying to put himself in a position that only God could do. They knew that. Abraham was one of the fathers that God spoke to. Okay? Hebrews 1, verse 1 tells you, in many and various ways, God spoke of old to our fathers by the prophets. Who was speaking to the prophets? It was God. When he showed his spiritual form in Exodus, the people couldn't take it. Now, various ways we see him coming about in Scripture, but if he tells you, lo, I come in the volume of the book, it's written of me, well, go figure. Who are you really dealing with? You're dealing with the mediator. You're dealing with the Father that was the Word, came down and manifested in the flesh and dwelt among us. You're dealing with Emmanuel, God with us. It's the same being, just different forms. Examples, family, examples. When you go to Genesis 2, verse 9, you read it yourself. That form that we got the understanding because that was a spiritual location, we got the understanding of the tree of life. The tree of life represents Jesus, but Jesus represents God. So That's the only one we're supposed to be partaking of, this spiritual tree. But that was the form of God. He was the tree of life there. When you go to Genesis 18, I'm going to read it for you. This is where Abraham saw a man. This is another form that God came in the form of man. It reads, Genesis 18, verse 1, "And the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day, and he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him, and when he had saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself towards the ground." Now, anybody bowed down is worshiping, is showing reverence. These are three men, but Abraham knew enough to go and run and bow down. He wasn't bowing to all three, he was bowing to one. Just like you're going to always get three men in the story. Okay, well, it was three men when the children of Israel, or shall I say the disciples, saw the transfigured Yahushua. There were two men by his side, Elijah and Moses. Elijah represented the prophets, and Moses represented the law. See, in Moses' spirit, coming back before he was even born, with Jesus, with God, these three men. We also see the form of Elijah and Moses by the time you get to the New Covenant in the book of Acts, where Jesus is now going back into the spiritual form. He's leaving his disciples, and he's going back up in the clouds. And these three men say, or these two men, because Jesus, God in the flesh, had already gone back up to his Father. And he says like this, "Why are ye men gazing up at Galilee?" That was Elijah and Moses, the fulfillment of the law and the prophets. Chronological order. Because the fact is, our Father is the Father of time, and there is no time but his time. One day for him is 1,000 years for us. Don't try to think about it in fleshly ways, or you'll be all confused, family. So right here it says, "And the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself towards the ground and said, My Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant." He understood. Jacob, go to Genesis 32. Jacob saw him as a man as well, but we know it says he was fighting with an angel. Then later it says it was God. Genesis 32, verses 24 to 32 reads, "And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, this angel, this man, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said, Jacob, unto this man he was wrestling with, what is thy name? Or excuse me, the angel said, what is his name? What? Let me get it right. I'm going to read what it says. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be no more called Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince thou hast power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. And Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore is it that thou dost ask me after my name? And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. There it is, family. There it is. Jacob saw what the Bible in one part will say an angel, another part it'll say a man, and Jacob will let you know it was God. this man form was God. Now, there's a lot of places in the scripture I can go, family, but for sake of time, I'm not going to go there. I think I'm giving you guys sufficient amount of testimony, witnesses in the scripture. I can give even my own. I can give even my own. Listen, we know that nobody in the flesh has seen the true form of the Father, because they could not live if they did. We read 1 Timothy 6, verses 14 to 16, and it says, dwelling in the light, this great being which no man can approach unto, whom no man hath seen nor can see. Okay, we know this. By the time we get to Exodus 33, 20, we read Moses wanted to see the Father. And the Father said, nuh-uh, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. But we know, we were reading how many of them said they spoke face to face with the Father. Well, it's the perception of, like I said, I spoke face to face with them. In my dream state, what I saw was something that was representative of the Father, but I knew instantly and distinctly that that was the Father. That was what was comfortable for me. Many of us, we could not deal with the reality of his mightiness. We couldn't deal with that. I don't want to go any further right now, but I'm going to go where we're going to read that Jesus was the only one that recalls in the scripture that has said he saw his Father. Now, why would that be? Next lesson, family, we're going to get into that, because it's a powerful thing to know the truth. It's powerful to understand that many times in the scripture, in diverse ways, many ways, the Father revealed himself to people. If it wasn't Melchizedek, it was Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. That was the Son of God is what Nebuchadnezzar said, which was Jesus. And that was before Jesus' time. But he knew that that is God. He reverenced the Father. Remember when the Father had him on all fours, living like a wild man? Until he praised the Father on high and glorified his name, he remained in that state like a wild beast. Okay? The Father is revealing himself to us right now, and I pray that you are seeing, 90 seconds, family, I pray you're seeing that our Father is not of wood and stone. He's not of flesh, but he's of spirit. That's why it tells us God is a spirit. The true worshipers must worship in him in spirit, worship him in truth. And that's what we're bringing about by the Spirit. Family, continue with us. We're going to get and delve into this a little bit deeper as time goes on. But I ask every 60 seconds, I ask everybody, continue to pray for me. I'll be praying for you. Let's give honor and glory to our Father's name daily. Let's seek him first before we seek the wisdom of man. He will answer you. He will answer you. He will give you your heart's desire. It's within his word. Let's be those willing vessels to do our Father's work, his will. We're setting up New Jerusalem right now because he's dwelling in our vessels. Family, keep the word alive. Keep speaking the word daily. Producing, with that said, Shabbat Shalom, family.